So is it that if thinking positively we can create a brighter future? Yeah, so yeah, there are two extremes. One is that to think that our thoughts alone determine the future. There are books which almost make our mind as the controller of our destiny. You know, there are books like The Secret, which you just desire that, you know, you will have this car and you will have that car, whatever. Now that is basically thinking that we are God. That is definitely not true. That just by our thoughts alone we can get whatever we want. That's not true. At the same time, to go to the other extreme and say that our thoughts don't matter at all, that is also not true. Because just as an archer who is fighting has to use the resources with them to shoot the target. So the archer has to use the eyes properly, archer has to use the hands properly, has to pull properly. So similarly, the mind is also a resource that we have. So just as the hand needs to be used properly, the mind also has to be used properly. So if the mind is filled with negative thoughts, you're not going to hit it. We're not using the mind properly. So our negative thoughts can sabotage us. And Krishna talks about such habitual negativity as a characteristic of the mode of ignorance. Yaya sapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva chana vimunchiti durmedha dhuti sapartha tamasi. 18.35, I think he says that there's determination in the mode of ignorance, where one is daydreaming, one is lamenting, one is habitually morose, one is gloomy. All this, Krishna says, is characteristic of ignorance. That's unhealthy. So, that our negative thoughts can shape results negatively is just something which we all observe. If somebody is very pessimistic, this is not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Even devotional circles, many of Prabhupada's godbrothers felt, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prophecy, who's going to fulfill that? How will Western people be able to do it? They didn't even attempt it. Prabhupada attempted it. Prabhupada had that confidence that it will work out. So now it was not the thoughts alone which made it work out. The problem is both extremes, that they think that thoughts alone will make it work, and others who think that thoughts don't matter at all. Our thoughts are one factor in the production of results. Krishna in 18.16 talks about the five factors of action. Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prathak veda vidha cha prathak chesta daivam chaivatra vanchavam. So when he talks about one of the factors is chesta. Chesta means endeavor. Now our thoughts will determine how much we can endeavor. If I am thinking I am anyway not going to succeed, then why should I waste my time in endeavoring also? So our endeavor does matter, and then endeavor determines on our attitude. So our attitude does matter, but where the many self-help books err is in thinking that the attitude alone matters. Attitudes don't change your realities. Attitudes, they can shape reality, but if I think I'll never grow old, I'll never get disease, I'll never die, that's not going to change. I'm going to die. I'm never going to die. Yamaraj will come and say, you're dead. Krishna.